Translation: Sukadeva Goswami continued, "After speaking in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, immediately disappeared, and Lord Shiva remained there with Uma, looking for him all around with moving eyes. Tato dadarsho pane varna striyam vichitra pusparuna pallava drume vikriditam kunduka lilayo lasad dukula parasta nitambo mekhalam." Translation: Thereafter, in a nice forest nearby, full of trees, with reddish pink leaves and varieties of flowers, Lord Shiva saw a beautiful woman playing with a ball. Her hips were covered with a shining sari and ornamented with a belt. Avartana udvartana kampita stana pakshita haro uru vabre pade pade padam bhajayam iva madhayeta chalat pada prabalam Noyatim Tataha. Translation: Because the ball was falling down and bouncing up, as she played with it, her breast trembled, and because of the weight of those breasts and her heavy flower garlands, her waist appeared to be all but breaking at every step, as her two soft feet, which were reddish like coral, moved here and there. Text 20. Dikshu bhramat kondukso chapalair brisham pradvigna tarayana lololanam sakamo vivurjita kundalalo sat kapalo nilaloko munditananam. Translation: The woman's face was decorated by broad, beautiful, restless eyes, which moved as the ball bounced here and there from her hand. The two brilliant earrings on her ears decorated her shining cheeks like bluish reflections, and the hair scattered on her face made her even more beautiful to see. Text 21, which is on the board, we'll chant together. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: As she played with the ball, the sari covering her body became loose and her hair scattered. She tried to bind her hair with her beautiful left hand, and at the same time she played with the ball by striking it with her right hand. This was so attractive that the Supreme Lord, by His internal potency, in this way captivated everyone. Purport: In Bhagavad Gita 7.14, it is said, Daivihesa gunamai mamamaya durataya. The external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely strong. Indeed, everyone is fully captivated by her activities. Lord Shambhu, Shiva, was not to be captivated by the external potency, but because Lord Vishnu wanted to captivate him also, he exhibited his internal potency to act the way that his external potency acts to captivate ordinary living entities. Lord Vishnu can captivate anyone, even such a strong personality as Lord Shambhu. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langhayate giring jat kripata maham bandhya sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitaneshwaram. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, very important aspect of Mohini Murti is bewildering Lord Shiva. So the pastime took place before, but Lord Shiva approached Lord Vishnu because he had this pastime and he wanted to see the Mohini Murti. So as soon as he proposed that, Lord Vishnu was smiling and he was a little serious also, because external potency cannot captivate Lord Shiva, because external potency is the wife of Lord Shiva. So therefore, Lord Vishnu, he wanted to captivate Lord Shiva by his own internal potency. Actually, Lord Vishnu himself assumed the form, which form is described in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining that ordinary living entity is captivated by the external potency of the Lord, but the strong personality like Lord Shiva is also captivated, but not by the external potency, but by the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in that way, Krishna can captivate anyone. So this is a very, very important point, and we'll discuss on this important aspect of Maya. So Prabhupada said, Maya is only one, but it acts in a different way. Just like the electricity, when it is connected with the refrigerator, it acts in a different way. But the same electricity, when it is connected with the heater, it acts in a different way. In the same way, Krishna has the same energy, but it acts in a different way in the spiritual world, which is called Yoga Maya. But same energy acts in a different way in the material world, which is known as Mahamaya. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Nahaṁ prakāśo sarvasya yogamāyā samāvṛta. He is telling that I cover myself with my internal potency, yogamāyā potency. But the conditioned soul, is covered over by Mahamāyā, external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in that way, we have two coverings when we are in this material world. Covering of the Mahamaya and also the covering of the Yogamaya. So we'll explain that in detail. So before that, Krishna sometimes captivate or bewildered his own devotees to teach something to this world. And when he does that, he does through his Yogamaya potency, not Mahamaya potency. Just like when Arjuna was bewildered on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was not bewildered by the Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna was bewildered by the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Krishna wanted to bewilder him, because he wanted to speak Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. But he can speak Bhagavad Gita only if he is bewildered. If you are in proper knowledge, then how you can get knowledge? But Krishna wanted to give this knowledge to Arjuna only. So by the arrangement of the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna was bewildered. And in that way, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. In the same way, Parikshit Maharaj, he was also bewildered. And he was thirsty for a moment, and he could not tolerate that thirst. And he put the snake over the neck of that Muni. What's the name of that Muni? Samyak Rishi. And Sringi cursed him. And the curse was within 7 days, Parikshit Maharaj is going to die by a snake bite. But the same Parikshit Maharaj was not taking any water for 7 days, continuously. Not taking any food, not taking any water, not even sleeping for 7 days. How it is possible? Same Parikshit Maharaj could not tolerate the thirst for a few minutes. And he reacted like that. In that way, you can understand that activity also was done through the not Mahamaya potency, but the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Krishna wanted to reveal Srimad Bhagavatam to this world through Parikshit Maharaj. So this is very, very important point, that we should not think that the great personalities also are bewildered, and we are also bewildered, we are same. Then we should not commit mistake like that. Lord Shiva here is captivated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by Mohini Murti. But we are also captivated by the beauty of this world. And in that spirit, we should not think Lord Shiva and we are on the same platform. No. So, Lord Shiva, the personality like Lord Shiva, was captivated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself by his internal potency. But we, the living entity, are captivated by the external potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are having a very weak position as compared to Lord Shiva. So this is very, very important to understand. Sometimes in different sections of Srimad Bhagavatam, the great personalities are also acting like ordinary living entities of this material world. But they are acting by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the arrangement of the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not like us, which we are governed by the Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna says that he is covering himself by the Yogamaya potency, and we are also covered by Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna says that we cannot see him because of the Maya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot see him as it is. So what is the difference between ordinary living entity and the sadhaka? So ordinary living entity cannot see Krishna. We, the practicing devotees also, is very difficult to see Krishna. So what is the difference? And how come we are covered over by two kinds of potency, Mahamaya potency and Yogamaya potency? So it is explained that Krishna's pastimes are like he is acting in an auditorium. If some drama takes place in an auditorium, in order to enter into the auditorium, you have to buy ticket. And through the gate of the auditorium, you enter into the auditorium. But when you enter into the auditorium, it doesn't mean you can see the drama, because there is a curtain in front of the stage. Unless and until that curtain is lifted, we cannot see the drama. So, that wall which is covering the auditorium, that can be the Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the curtain which is covering the stage where the drama is performed is the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the comparison. So as a practicing devotee, we are buying the ticket of the auditorium to enter into that auditorium. But it doesn't mean as we enter into the auditorium, we can see the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It can be possible only if Krishna by his sweet will lifts that curtain. Then we can see. That curtain is the Yogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, pure devotional service is called ahituki. It's causeless. Because only by the sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can see Krishna face to face. By our own endeavor, we cannot do that. By our endeavor, we can enter into the auditorium. But by our own endeavor, we cannot leave the curtain. So that is extremely, that is completely in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he lifts that, then we can see him. So that is very, very important in the process of devotional service, that only practice of sadhana bhakti is not enough. The sweet will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead plays a very important role to see Krishna face to face. Now what happens when Krishna appeared on this planet? Everybody saw him. But different people saw Krishna in a different way. So when Krishna performs pastimes in this world, the whole material world becomes an auditorium. There is no need to buy ticket. Anybody can see. But the problem is that whatever pastimes he performs is 3D animation movie. You cannot see. Although he is performing, but you cannot see because you don't have that glass. So that glass is explained by Brahma. Premanjana churita bhakti vilachanena santa sadaiva hidayasi vilakayanti jangsam sundaram achinta gunasarupam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. So therefore, although Krishna comes, we cannot see. Therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said, don't try to see Krishna, because we cannot see Krishna. Even if he appears in front of us, we cannot see him, just like Duryodhana. All the other people, Shishupal and all other people, they saw Krishna, but they could not see Krishna. Hiranyakashipu saw Krishna. Everybody, many people saw Krishna, but they could not see Krishna. So therefore, devotees, they don't try to see Krishna. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have advised, don't try to see Krishna. Serve Krishna in such a way, Krishna will come and see you. That is very, very important. when Krishna desires us to see him, then we can see him by his sweet will. Because Krishna is covered over by his Yogamaya potency. So Krishna's appearance is also takes place by his Yogamaya potency. He is telling, Ajayopisam Abhayatma Bhutanam Ishwaropisam Prakritim Samadhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Atma Maya. Atma Maya means by his own potency, internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not appear taking shelter of the Mahamaya potency. He appears by taking shelter of the Yogamaya potency. And therefore his appearance is also very, very mysterious. It's very difficult for us to understand. So appearance of Krishna is also compared to the example of sun. Appearance of sun. Just like Krishna does not take birth, Aja means he does not take birth, but he is telling Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, I appear. So there is a difference between taking birth and appearing. Just like we took birth, we are forced to take birth. We did not have any choice. We did not choose our parents to take birth, right? We are forced to take birth in certain condition in this material world. That's called birth. But appearance means he appears by his own sweet will. He chooses his parents. He chooses his place where he'll appear. Everything is determined by him. That's why it's called appearance. That is the difference between Krishna's birth and our birth. So Krishna's appearance is compared to sun. So sun does not take birth. He appears in the morning and disappears in the evening. It doesn't mean Krishna takes birth in the morning, or sun takes birth in the morning and sun dies in the evening. It's not like that. So it appears and disappears. Just like sun appears in the morning and disappears in the evening, in the same way Krishna appeared 5000 years ago and he was there for 125 years and then he disappeared. And second thing is that sun is always there. It's not that sun is appearing now, disappearing later. It's not like that. Sun is always there. Maybe sun is appearing now here, and sun is disappearing somewhere else. So sun is always there because of our defective vision. Sun is appearing somewhere and disappearing somewhere. In the same way, Krishna is always there. But because of our defective vision, Krishna sometimes appears in front of our eyes and sometimes he disappears from our eyes. And third comparison is given. Krishna sometimes is said that he was there for 125 years on this planet. So why he was not old? Krishna is never old, he is always young. Because he is not governed by age or time of this material world. So sun, when he is at the noon time, he doesn't mean sun is 12 hours old. It's not like that. And when sun is at 7 o'clock in the morning, is 7 hours old. The sun is not affected by the time factor of this world. Rather, by his appearance, is not that when sun appears, is day. When it disappears, it becomes night. It doesn't mean that the sun is controlled by day and night of this world. But he makes day and night in this world. In the same way, Krishna is not controlled by the time factor. Krishna is not controlled by any age factor of this age, of this material world. He is beyond time. The way sun is beyond time, in the same way Krishna is also beyond time of this material world. And fourth, for a child who does not know the science of astronomy, appearance and disappearance of the sun in the sky is very mysterious. But those who know science, for them, appearance and disappearance of the sun in the horizon is not so mysterious, because he knows the signs. In the same way, for persons who are not in knowledge of the transcendental appearance of disappearance of Krishna, for them appearance of Krishna and disappearance of Krishna is mysterious. But those who are devotees of Krishna, engaged in the pure devotional service, who knows the signs of Krishna consciousness, for them appearance and disappearance of Krishna in this world is not mysterious. It's very simple, because they know the signs. Janma karma chame divyam evang javetti tattata tekta deham punar janma naiti mamiti sarjana. So only devotees can understand the transcendental appearance and activities of Krishna. But those who are not engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, they cannot understand this mysterious activities and birth of Krishna on this planet. So Maya, here in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining that everyone is captivated by Maya. So choice is ours, whether we should be captivated by the Jogamaya potency of the Lord, or we like to be captivated by the Mahamaya potency of the Lord. We have to be captivated. So that choice is not there, whether we will be captivated or not captivated. We have to be captivated. So when we choose not to surrender unto Krishna, then we are captivated by the Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when we surrender to Krishna, then we are freed from the Jogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality, Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are captivated by the Jogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as a sadhaka, that choice is with us. Whether we take shelter of the Jogamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or whether we take shelter of the Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we are marginal potency. That choice is there. So any moment we can change. But as a sadhaka, sometimes we are under the Mahamaya potency and sometimes we are under the Jogamaya potency. In between. So now, Krishna is telling, Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, Doivihesha gunamai mama maya durattaya. It's very, very difficult to overcome. In the purport of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is explaining, to overcome Mahamaya is very, very difficult, almost impossible. Why? Krishna is telling mama maya. It's my potency, my divine potency. We are tiny. We are the part and parcel of the marginal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For us to overcome Mahamaya is impossible by our own endeavor. So therefore, to overcome Mahamaya potency, only way is to take shelter of the master of Mahamaya, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. So when we take shelter of Krishna, Daivyesa gunamai mama maya durataya mame bhaja prapadante maya metang tarantite. So only way we can be free from the influence of Mahamaya potency is by taking complete shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. There is no other way. So somebody told Prabhupada, some of your disciples are falling down. Prabhupada said, why they are falling down? Because they are not scared of Maya. When we take Maya very easily, then we become victimized by Maya. But Krishna is telling, Doivihesha gunamai mama maya durattaya. Very, very difficult. But as soon as we enter into Krishna consciousness, we say, oh, we are devotees of Krishna, no problem. So, we are now under the Jogamaya potency. Mahamaya cannot affect us. We take things very easily. So therefore, Prabhupada was very, very particular on this point. Prabhupada once said that Maya cannot touch me. Even if I am amongst many naked women, I will not be affected. It was a very tall claim, and devotees were surprised to hear that. So once Srila Prabhupada was in front of the deities, I think in Australia, he was praying very intensely. So after the prayer was over, some devotee approached him and told Prabhupada, what you are praying? And Prabhupada said, I was praying that I don't become victim of Maya. So that devotee was there when Prabhupada said, Maya cannot touch me. So Prabhupada, you told Maya cannot touch you. Now you are praying to the Lord that you don't become victim of Maya. Looks little contradictory statement. So Prabhupada said, there is no contradiction. Because I always pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that I don't become victimized by Maya. That's why Maya cannot touch me. So the message Prabhupada is giving that by our own endeavor, we cannot be free from this Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although it is very, very difficult to overcome, but by His causeless mercy, it can be very easily overcome. Mama Maya Durattaya. Mamevejo Prapadante, Maya Metang, Tarantite. By His sweet will, we can overcome this Maya. So as a sadhaka, as a practicing devotee, we have to be very, very careful about the Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because any moment, we can be victimized. Even if we are in the association of devotees, even if we are next to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India tour. Kalakrishna Das was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Kalakrishna Das was victimized by this Bhattahari group. He was victimized by this Mahamaya potency. Although he was just with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not think, oh, we are in the temple association of devotees. That's not enough. When we take shelter, we have to take shelter. Only staying together is not enough. We sometimes think, oh, we are together. Association doesn't mean staying together. We can stay together and do so many other things. But association means, taking shelter means, we have to do what Krishna wanted us to do. Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, that what the devotees do when they gather together, when they stay together, what they do? Machitta madgata prana vadhayanta parasparam kathayanta samang nittang tushanticha ramanticha. So Krishna says when the devotees, they come together, they discuss about me. Why they discuss about me? Because by discussing about me, they derive lot of pleasure. So that is called association. So when we associate means we talk about Krishna. We discuss about Krishna. Arjuna was just next to Krishna. But that was not enough. He was bewildered. But when he surrendered unto Krishna, and he accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, and when he accepted him as his disciple, when he started hearing from Krishna, then he was free from bewilderment. In the same way, we may stay together in the association of devotees, but if we don't hear and take shelter of the instruction of the devotees, it is not possible for us to overcome the influence of Maya. So when we take shelter of the transcendental sound vibration in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam or in the form of the holy name of the Lord, then it is possible for us by the mercy of Srimad Bhagavatam and by the mercy of the holy name to overcome the influence of Mahamaya potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, we have to be very, very respectful to the Mahamaya potency of the Lord. We have to be very respectful and always pray to the Lord that I always want to be under the Yogamaya potency of you. Please free myself from the influence of the Mahamaya potency of yours, which is very, very difficult to overcome. But by your mercy, it is possible. In that humble state of mind, if we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one day we can be free from the influence of Mahamaya under the guidance of the devotees, and under the guidance of the spiritual instruction of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the message of the purport given by Srila Prabhupada. So I'll end here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question or comment?